Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Michael Bernstein of the Hoover Institution reporting from Imperial Rome about the conflict that we understand as the Russian Federation sanctions by NATO and what is to be done. Michael, a very good evening to you. There's a lengthy piece in Foreign Policy about the shadow fleet, that is, substandard oilers without adequate insurance transferring oil ship to ship in order to evade sanctions, in order to evade everything, being visibly seen by, this is the North, the Baltic, visibly seen by the authorities, but not disrupted in any fashion. The risk, of course, is if one of them starts spilling oil, that the environment is wrecked and there's no insurance to clean it up. However, what I took from reading this article is that Russia's shadow fleet is one way it's been evading sanctions. How are they doing, Michael? The price of oil, how's the shadow fleet doing with it? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. It's all about dollars and about the Russian budget, because the Western countries imposed in December 2022 the price cap of $60 per barrel. And of course, now, because of all these global conflicts, oil trades close to 90. It is $88 per barrel today. And so the Russians first had to give the discount, a huge discount to China and India, the only two big countries that are buying their oil. They gave the discount of $20 a barrel to crowd out the Saudis and other Middle Eastern providers and to sell their oil. And then the market forces took over, and the Russians developed a shadow fleet under the flags of Gabon, the Marshall Islands, Liberia, and other countries, not ostensibly not owned by Russia, but the Russian insurance companies insured them, but they're not paying anything, so it's kind of not real insurance. And this shadow fleet of about 100 very dilapidated, old, decommissioned tankers started to travel around the world selling oil to anyone and changing cash, moving oil from ship to ship during their travel and doing it in open sea. So it's a great deal of environmental danger. But now the sanctions started to be enforced, and the shadow fleet is being squeezed out. And now the Russians are now being paid about $70 per barrel, as they expect $65 in the future for their budget, which is not much about the price cap. And Greenpeace helps, because Greenpeace can enter or shame those vessels. You see, the laws of navigation do not allow national governments to approach these vessels in neutral waters as long as no crime is committed. Environmental damage is not crime. And so no one can do anything, but Greenpeace activists are now effectively the allies of the Western, of the Western enforcing these sanctions, because they can approach this illegal shadow fleet and create some cost for the Russians.
So they're hectoring the shadow fleet, which itself is no longer effective as it was in the initial because of the price of oil. You have projections via Russia itself, its experts of oil. What does it look like for 24, the average price?
The average price for 24, they expect $65 per barrel, and they used to expect 80. So now, of course, the enforcement is such that many countries are not buying Russian oil. India didn't pay for Russian oil for several months because Indian banks were in fear of secondary sanctions. China declined to process payments to Russia. And the shadow fleet is not as an effective substitute as it used to be. And now the Russian Ministry of the Economy issued projections for the economic growth, for inflation, for the exchange rate of the dollar and the ruble, and for the price of oil, because that influences the exchange rate, because foreign exchange revenues increase the Russian coffers with dollars. And now they project $65 per barrel, which is not much above the price cap of 60, and they project starting later this year and for the next year. And this is their own official expectation, which means the budget will suffer.
The price is going down despite the fact that we're coming into to driving season, and China's said to be in recovery. So is this a surprise that it's declining?
Well, the International Energy Agency in mid-April, as usual, every month, it issued the report on its projections for the oil supply and demand in the world. And what happens, kind of ironic, that for every barrel of oil that the Saudis and members of OPEC reduce to increase world prices, the Americas, including the United States, Canada, Guyana, and Brazil, now put into the market 2 barrels of oil, twice as much. So each time the Middle Eastern countries cut oil supply, the Americas, and primarily the United States, thanks to the shale revolution, puts double the amount. And so the oil prices, if the conflict subsides, the oil prices will be going down.
Banks. We've talked about it for months and months and months, and the Wall Street Journal has a article featuring banks in China. The headline gives it away. U.S. takes aim at Chinese banks aiding Russia war effort. This is secondary sanctions. The article does not indicate that anything dynamic has happened. They're just saying we can do this if possible. Will it be effective to intimidate the banks before they're cut off from access to the dollar?
Oh, it's already done, and it's already very effective, because the executive order by the President of the United States started in December. So gradually in January, February, the Chinese banks stopped processing payments between Russia and China, and the Russians didn't pay for Chinese goods. And suddenly we have the statistics in March, official statistics from the Chinese Customs Agency, that now from the banking to the real economy, to the real production, that exports, Chinese exports to Russia suddenly declined by 15.7%. Modern technology and what Russia relied for its military equipment and production declined by almost 20%. So when people don't get paid, they don't sell. It's very simple. It starts with banks. It goes to plants and factories. And so China is no longer in a position because of that to help the Russian war effort.
And do you measure that this is too little too late, or is it something that can build and intimidate in front of it?
Well, it is building up. It's actually kind of a natural process, because this is just the beginning. And very important thing for China, Russia is not terribly important. If you look at China's trade, you will see that with Hong Kong, Chinese exports constitute 10% to tiny Hong Kong, 7 million people. And Chinese exports constitute 10% of all Chinese exports. For Russia, it used to be 3.4% before this cut. And now it is 2.7%. Russia is, if you look at the map of the world, Russia is huge. If you look at the map of Chinese exports, Russia is very small.
Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution. He's traveling. He's in Imperial Rome. Lucky fellow. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batt.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.